The word barzakh literally means a barrier between two things. The technical meaning is an interval between the end of this worldly life and the beginning of the hereafter. It is learnt from a large number of verses of Quran and traditions that death is not the end of life of man. After death, he is transferred to another world called barzakh, and he continues his life there. The world of barzakh begins from the grave and it continues to the day of judgment. The world of barzakh is not this material world. Your rewards and your punishments of barzakh are shaped through beliefs, morals and deeds in this world. The Holy Quran says, "On the day that every soul shall find present what it had done of good and what it has done of evil." As long as one is alive, one is able to perform good deeds and practice the best of morals in order to make them as provisions for his life after death. But when he dies, the file of deeds will be closed and they cannot help him unless he has left a continuing charity by raising a pious child, contributing to building a mosque and etc. There would be different kinds of people and classes in barzakh. The first group are the disbelievers and oppressors who had no faith in Allah, the Prophet and resurrection during their life. They considered themselves to be free and did not refrain from committing any evil. They would have a very hard life in barzakh. The second group are those who had faith in Allah, the Prophet and resurrection, and who acted on their religious duties and refrained from prohibited acts. They would have a good life in barzakh and would be bestowed with blessings and comfort. The third group are those who had faith in Allah, the Prophet and resurrection, and who performed their religious duties, but sometimes in carelessness, they committed unlawful acts. But before death, they repented for all their sins and asked for forgiveness. They would also not be punished in barzakh. The fourth group are those who had faith in Allah, the Prophet and resurrection, and who performed their religious duties, but sometimes in carelessness, they committed unlawful acts, but they died without repenting for their sins. They would be punished in barzakh in proportion to their sins and through it would be purified. And on judgment day, they would get the intercession and they would be sent to paradise after accounting of the deeds. In some traditions, the world of barzakh and its pleasures and hardships are compared to different types of happy and terrifying dreams. Sometimes in a dream, man sees different animals and stinging creatures, and they attack him and he feels the pain. He screams for help due to the discomfort and pain, but his body is in his bed and he has not suffered any damage. Sometimes he also sees pleasant and sweet dreams and he enjoys seeing them although his body derives no such enjoyment. Barzakh is compared to sleep, although with the important difference that barzakh is not sleep. On the contrary, with regard to the life of this world, it is sort of an awakening. One who is attentive to his inner self in this world would see that it is filled with different types of harmful things like lust, anger, deceit, jealousy, pride and selfishness. These same qualities continue to attack and sting, except that most people are blind to see, but when they die, they will see them in their exact forms. He sees that he is surrounded by scorpions and snakes and they are stinging him, in such a way that they are the same bad qualities that he possessed in his inner self in the world. And in barzakh, they have appeared in their real forms.